Dobro jutro. Neka vas Bog blagoslovi. Jeste odmorili?
Amen,
amen. Jučer smo imali jednu fenomenalnu službu. Ja vjerujem da se obistinila reč koja kaže gdje su dvoje ili troje okupljeni u njegovom imenu, on im se pridruži. Ja se vjerujem da smo svi imali to iskustvo, znači da nas je Bog jučer pohodio, da smo imali to iskustvo da je bio s nama i govorio o našim srcima. Ali to je samo početak. Jučer smo samo počeli, danas nastavljamo. Ja vjerujem da će taj isti Bog koji nas je jučer posjetio, posjetiti i danas. Ja čak vjerujem da je već tu. Svako među nas ima Duha Svetoga, donio je taj dijelić i mi ćemo sad skupiti tu snagu zajedno i dati Bogu hvalu i slavu. Amen. Brat John jučer je rekao da smo u duhovnoj borbi. Tako da sad smo ratnici, spremili smo svoje oružje, imamo mač u našim rukama. Ja vjerujem da ćemo danas boriti jednu novu bitku. Tako da, eto, što više poštovanja do brata, sestre pored sebe koji traži odgovor, što više pažnje da posvetimo, znači, propovjedi, kako bi taj ratnik do nas imao što bolje uslove da izbori onu bitku koju će imati danas. A svi mi očekujemo da će nam Bog dati danas novu reč koju će nas podići, koju će nas poučiti, koji će nam dati snage, koji će nam dati ohrabrenja, koji će nam dati oduševljenja, radosti i mira u našem srcu. Amen. Tako da ja bih zamolio brata Paljka da počnemo sa pjesmama. Amen. Volite Boga? Amen. Možemo svi reći slava Bogu? Slava Bogu. Amen. Prije što počnemo, ja bih vas samo još zamolio za jednu kratku riječ molitve da ustanemo. Amen. Aleluja. Dragi naš nebeski Oče, hvala ti što smo se skupili tu ovoga jutra opet u tvoje ime, što imamo ovu privilegiju biti zajedno sa braćom i sestrama, što možemo dijeliti naša iskustva s tobom u našim životima u ovom divnom zajedništu, što možemo hrabriti jedan drugoga, što možemo prenositi, Gospode, sva ova svjedočanstva koji nam pomaže onda u svakom dnevnom hodu s tobom. I mi te molimo ovoga jutra, ne samo molimo, već znamo, vjerom ispovedamo da znamo da si ti tu u našoj sredini i da ćeš nam govoriti, da ćeš nam spodići, da ćeš nam pomoći, Gospode, u svemu ovom, dati odgovor koje tražimo od tebe, koje želimo primiti, Gospode. I mi ti predajemo ovu službu, neka bude tebi na hvalu i slavu. U ime Gospoda Isusa Krista. Amen. Možete sjesti. Amen.
Kroz krv Isusovu dal si čist. Amen. Ako jesi, onda imaš pobedu u životu. Amen. Treba ćemo pesmu pobeda, pobeda krvlju Krista stečena. Amen. To je 59. Nažima dve. 59.
Ustaj se u Krista,
svijeta, da bismo došli nahraniti svoje duše, Gospode. Mi smo došli po manu koja je za ovaj dan, Gospode. Ne za onu manu koja je jučer, Gospode. Nahrani, Gospode, svaku dušu, svako onome što treba, da ti je podaj. Ako kome treba više, daj mu više, Gospode. Svako koliko može primiti, Gospode, ispuni svaku želju našeg srca, Gospode. Naše želje da budemo sa Tobom, Gospode, kroz su vječna. Naše želje da budemo spremni kada bude došao po nebesku, Gospode. Sačuvaj nas u svome imenu od svakog grijeha i nereda, Gospode. Sačuvaj nas je tvoja riječ kada da ono što je predodređeno ne može biti izgubljeno, Gospode. Mi smo ti zato zapravo blagoslovi svakog brata, svaku sestru, Oče. Ako ima netko, Gospode, koji još nije predao život, Gospode, tebi, pokreni ga svojom silom i snagom, Oče. Pokreni ga da preda život, Gospode, tebi. Jer ako živimo, mrtvi smo bez sebe, Gospode, jer u tebi je život. U tebi se mi ćemo i jesmo, bez tebe ne možemo ništa, Oče. Blagoslovi nas sve zajedno, mi ti predajemo službu, Gospode, i želimo, Gospode, da preuzmeš kontrolu, neka kreator tvoje riječi, tvoj sveti Duh, Gospode, preuzme svaku kontrolu nad svakim duhom, Gospode, da budemo u tvome svetome duhu. Neka ti vječna slava i hvala u Isusovom imenu, da zahvaljujem. Amen.
Amen. Aleluja. Možete sestri. Kad ću da prevati iz Poljske? Ima sestri? Ima sestri četvrati.
Da poprosio bi samo vratno sestri iz Poljska na Twitter i slupinu. I ovaj ćemo od naših gosta dve pesme slušati u Lomiš. Prosim vas. Ste baš jedna gitara? Thank you.
Hristu, amen. Dajte mi još jedan kratak korus i onda će brat da propovede njegovu reč, amen. Prozori su otvoreni neba i milost nam izgleda, amen. Bog nam ima služu gore.
Prozori su otvoreni neba.
The book is open. That's the main thing. The book's open. Praise God. And because we've got an open book, God can bless us. Amen. Because He can only bless us through the Word. There's nothing else, no other way can God bless you. But through and by the Word. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Slava Bogu.
I bring greetings from Australia.
Amen. Donosim pozdrave iz Australije.
From the land of the kangaroos.
Iz države kengurua.
Amen. And I brought my good friend from New Zealand.
I donosim i također pozdrave iz Nove Zelandije.
The land of the kiwis.
Države kiwija.
Amen.
The kiwi's got no wings. A kiwi bird cannot fly.
Ptica kiwi ima krila, ali ne može da leti.
So they invented the aeroplane so they could bring the kiwis with us.
Tako su izumili avione da možemo poneti kiwije sa nama.
Praise God.
Slava Bogu.
It's wonderful to be here again.
Predivno je, ponovo kažem, biti tu.
I never thought in my mind that I'd ever come back here.
I nikad nisam pomislio da ću se opet vratiti.
Amen.
Amen.
Because when you get older, you only live from day to day. So you cannot plan a year ahead.
Tako da ne možeš više planirati.
But praise God, by the grace of God,
ali slavo Bogu, po slavi Božjoj,
He has kept us strong.
On nas je držao snažne.
Amen. The fire is still burning
Amen.
In the air.
I vatra unutar još uvijek gori.
Amen. It's no good being strong if you got no fire.
Amen.
Nema smisla biti snažan ako nemaš vatre.
Amen.
There must be something in there driving you.
Nešto mora biti u tebi što te vuče.
To run the race to the end.
Amen.
Da trčiš ovu utrku do kraja.
Amen. Many can start the race, it's easy.
Mnogi mogu lako.
But to finish the race.
Amen. Završiš tu trku.
Amen. And I pray this morning, everyone in here is determined to finish the race.
Ja molim da je svako
ovoga u ovom jutru spreman da završi tu utakmicu.
Amen. If you are not determined to finish the race, you are lost already.
Ako niste odlučili završiti tu utrku, onda ste već od samog početka promašili, izgubili.
Because you will give up.
Zbog toga jer ćete jednostavno odustati.
But with God in here pushing you,
ali ako vas Bog vuče dalje, gura,
He's showing you your inheritance.
Vam pokazuje vaše nasljedstvo.
He's showing you all your good promises that He's given to us in the Bible.
Pokazuje sve ove dobre obećanja koje nam je dao u Bibliji.
And He's encouraging us. Come up, rise up.
Nas ohrabruje. Ustani, ajmo, ustani.
Let's go.
Ide.
Keep going.
Još, idi dalje.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Slava Bogu.
Amen.
I thought this morning was a good day for me.
Mislio sam da je ovo jutro baš ugodno za mene.
I woke up a little bit early, 6 o'clock.
Malo sam poranio, u 6 sati sam ustao.
So I looked at my notes and it's just confusion.
Prošao sam kroz svoje zapiske i samo konfuzija.
Yeah. So I stayed back when everybody came to the hall.
I tako sam se zadržao sa strane kad su svi ušli u zgradu.
And I heard the front door lock.
I čuo sam kako su se vrata zaključala.
I thought, praise the Lord, they've locked me in.
Rekao sam, slavu Bogu, zaključali su me.
There's plenty pastors here that can preach.
Tu ima puno pastira koji mogu propovedati umjesto mene.
But anyway, they let me out.
Ali pustili su me malo.
The sister was gracious. She gave me the key.
Jedna sestra je bila ljubazna i dala mi je ključ.
Praise God. Brother, sister Anishka.
Sestra Anishka.
You know, everybody know Anishka.
Svi je znamo.
She sends her love.
Ona vam šalje pozdrave.
When Anishka went from you to us,
kada je ona došla od vas ka nama,
she was just a thin little girl.
Bila je jedna obična mala devojka, mršava devojka.
Yeah? Now Anishka is.
A sada je malo šira. Da. Amen.
Next month she's gonna have a baby.
Sljedećeg mjeseca ona će poroditi.
Amen.
Amen.
Very exciting, very happy.
Svi smo veli uzbuđeni, vrlo uzbuđeni i zadovoljni.
Jimmy, you know Jimmy?
Jimmy, svi znamo Jimmy-a.
Jimmy always serious boy.
On je ozbiljan, vrlo ozbiljan moment.
But now Jimmy, he's happy.
Ali sada je vesel.
Jimmy is, oh, happy boy.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So they send their love to you.
Amen.
Tako vam šalju svoje.
Yeah, praise God.
Amen. Slava Bogu.
So I said I brought my brother Ray Thompson and his wife, Sister Joyce.
Tako imam i brata Raya Thompsona i njegovu ženu Joyce za sebe.
We've been in the message since Brother Ray, I think 65, I came 67.
Brat Ray, ja mislim da je ušao u poruku u 65. ja u 67. godini.
And we've been friends all these years.
I prijatelji smo kroz sve ove godine.
We've had our good times and our bad times.
Prošli smo kroz dobra vremena, kroz loša vremena.
Brother Ray's been locked out and kicked out.
Brata Raya su zaključali, izbacili.
Yeah. But I'm fortunate I've been a bushman. I've never been a church person.
Ali što se mene tiče, ja sam uvijek bio čovjek iz divljine, nikad nisam bio čovjek crkvanjak.
So nobody could kick me out.
Tako da me niko nije mogao izbaciti.
Only one God kicked me in.
Jedino što me je Bog ubacio.
So praise God. So I come into message that way, Ben.
I tako sam ja ušao u poruku.
Praise God. Yeah. So we have followed the Lord for many years.
Tako da slijedimo Gospoda već mnoge godine.
And as you see, we are still following the Lord Jesus.
I kako vidite, još ga slijedimo.
And we trust that we can bring some blessing to you.
I pouzdani smo da vam možemo doneti neke blagoslove.
To stabilize some that might be a little bit unstable.
Da se možda neki koji su malo nestabilni stabiliziraju.
But in the years, the 40 plus years that we have served the Lord.
Ali u ovih 40 i nekoliko godina kako služimo Gospodu.
We know that this message.
doznali smo, spoznali smo
is true,
da je ova poruka istinita.
This is God's message to this age.
To je Božja poruka ovoj dobi.
And many can try and convince you otherwise.
I mnogi možda pokušavaju ubediti vas u drugo.
Many will come with their own idea of this message.
Sa svojim vlastitim idejama ove poruke.
But brother, sister, the word spoken by the prophet is the only true message.
Amen. Ali braća, sestro, reč progovorena kroz proroka je sama svoja poruka.
Some lean a little bit this way, other lean a little bit that way.
Neki se možda naginju na ovu stranu, drugi na ovu stranu.
But brother Ben said he go right down the middle of the road.
Ali brat Branko me rekao idi sredinom puta.
We love every brother.
Mi ljubimo svakog brata.
If the brother doesn't see eye to eye, it doesn't matter.
Ako brat ne vidi točno u sredinu, nema veze.
If he's got some other unusual doctrine, it doesn't matter.
Ako ima možda neku svoju malo neobičnu doktrinu, nema veze.
Because you and I are not building the church.
Jer ti i ja ne gradimo crkvu.
He is building the church.
On gradi crkvu.
Because you know, if you and I are building the church,
jer znate, ako ti i ja gradimo crkvu,
we start like it, but all of a sudden the church will be like this.
Ali odmah će nekako se naginjati, počet na stranu.
And then we say, oh, we better correct it.
I onda kažemo, dajmo ovo ispraviti, onda je nagnemo na suprotnu stranu.
Amen?
Amen.
So our church will not be square on a good foundation.
Tako da naša crkva neće biti ravna na solidnom temelju.
But the Lord Jesus, he said, I build my church by revelation of my word.
Ali Gospod Isus kaže, ja ću izgraditi svoju crkvu na otkrivenju.
Amen?
Amen.
So praise God, we are here
Bogu da smo tu,
as the church of the living God.
Kao crkva živoga Boga.
We have one focus in our mind.
Imamo jedan fokus u našem umu.
And that is to be manifestation of the Son of God.
To je da smo manifestacija sinova Božih u ovom danu.
We want to be God in flesh walking in shoe leather. Amen. On this earth.
Mi želimo biti Bog u tijelu hodajući u kožnim cipelama na ovoj zemlji.
You know, God wants to walk in us in this earth.
Da li znate da Bog želi hodati u nama po ovoj zemlji?
Do you know that this bride, she is the final voice to this age?
Da li znate da je ova nevesta zaključni glas ovoj dobi?
Amen.
Amen.
You know this bride, she is him in female form?
Da li znate da je ova nevesta on u ženskom obliku?
Brother, sister, that's why we have to be 100% scripture, word.
Brate, sestro, zbog toga moramo biti 100% na riječi, reč.
But as the brother said, not just word and no works.
Ali kako brat kaže, ne samo reč i bez djela.
But there has to be a balance.
Nego mora biti uspostavljena ravnoteža.
If you are all word, you can sympathize with your brother.
Ako si ti samo reč, ti možeš simpatizirati sa svojim bratom.
Amen. But if you just the letter word, then you cannot sympathize.
Ali ako ti stojiš samo na reči kao na slovu, onda ne možeš simpatizirati.
So we to love one another.
Tako moramo ljubiti jedan drugoga.
We to grow in grace.
Moramo rasti u milosti.
And I tell you one thing, there's not one good person in here.
Kažem vam, nema ni jedne dobre osobe.
Yeah.
Amen.
We all fall short.
Amen. Svima nama nešto fali.
Amen.
Can I point my finger at anyone? No.
Da li mogu ja pokazati prstom u nekoga? Ne mogu.
Because remember, those three.
Jer bazite, ova tri prsta pokazuju.
They point
prema
it back.
Amen.
So when you point one, there's this three pointing back this
dakle,
way.
Dakle, kad vi pokažete jednim prstom, ova tri prsta pokazuju natrag na tebe. Amen.
Yeah. So you cannot point like this. Eh?
ne možete pokazivati na ovaj način.
Amen. So praise the Lord. So
slava Bogu.
So brother, sister, we interested in the prophet's message for this day.
Tako braćo, sestre, mi smo zainteresirani za prorokovu poruku za ovaj dan.
We interested why did God send a prophet?
Nas zanima zašto je Bog poslao proroka.
Yeah? Just for girls to have long hair?
Da, za, samo zbog toga da imaju djevojke dugu kosu.
And long dresses?
I duga, duga odela.
And long faces?
I duge obraze.
No.
Ne.
The message come to to bring a church to perfection.
Poruka je došla da dovede crkvu u potpunost, u perfekciju.
Amen.
Amen.
To bring a church to perfection, brethren.
Da dovodi crkvu u perfektnost.
Because in this day there will be a perfect church.
Amen. Jer u ovom danu bit će potpuna crkva, savršena crkva.
Jesus said, I will present myself a glorious church.
Amen. Bog je rekao, Isus je rekao da će sebi predstaviti svoju crkvu kao slavnu crkvu.
A church without spot or wrinkle.
Amen. Crkvu bez bore i mane.
So that was in the back part of God's mind.
I to je bilo u zadnjem dijelu Božjeg uma.
That was a secret hid before the world was ever there. God had the secret in the mountain's mind.
To je bila tajna sakrivena prije nego što je Bog uopće stvorio svet.
He is going to produce himself.
On će producirati sebe
in female form,
u ženskom obliku,
in this earth,
na ovoj zemlji.
He is going to have a bride.
On će imati nebesnu.
He's going to have a kingdom.
On će imati kraljestvo.
And that was in the back part of his mind.
I to je bilo u stražnjem delu njegovog uma.
And in the days of Adam, the days of the creation, he created this kingdom.
I u danima Adama, dana kreiranja, on je kreirao ovo kraljestvo.
He had a garden of Eden.
On je imao edenski vrt.
Which was perfect.
Koji bio savršen.
He had a son that was perfect in the garden of Eden.
Imao je sina koji bio savršen u edenskom vrtu.
He had a son with authority over the earth.
On je imao sina sa autoritetom nad zemljom.
Amen.
Amen.
And then Eve, the byproduct, was taken from his side.
I onda je iz njegove strane bila uzeta Eva, njegov koprodukt.
You ever wondered why the woman wanted to buy in the shop?
Da li ste se ikad pitali zašto žene žele kupovati u trgovini?
Yeah, byproduct.
Da, to je igra reči byproduct u engleskom, što znači kupi proizvod.
You understand? The woman's byproduct.
Jer su žene byproduct, znači kupi product. Produkt, da.
Just joking.
Samo se šalim.
Amen.
So that failed in this in Eden. Adam failed.
Amen. I onda je, znači, Adam sagriješio u Edenu.
So was God defeated?
Da li je bio Bog zbog toga poražen?
God was not defeated.
Bog nije bio poražen.
God already knew.
Bog je već znao
that this would happen.
Da će se to dogoditi.
That's why God had this secret that was hid.
Ba zbog toga je Bog imao tajnu koja je bila sakrivena u zadnjem delu njegovog uma.
Until the seventh angel began to sound.
Dok nije počeo glasati sedmi glasnik.
Daniel didn't know it.
Daniel to nije znao.
Paul didn't know it.
Pavel nije znao.
The apostles didn't know it.
Apostoli to nisu znali.
Even Jesus didn't know at a certain time.
Čak i Isus u određeno vrijeme to nije znao.
But when the book of Revelation was opened.
Ali kada je bila otvorena knjiga Otkrivenja.
He said the mystery of God.
Rekao,
the mystery.
Tajna Božja, tajna.
Not mysteries.
Ne, tajne.
The mystery.
Nego,
singular.
Tajna, jednina.
The mystery was God. God manifested in the flesh, standing on this earth.
Istina koja je bila Bog manifestiran u telu stojeći na zemlji.
Brother Ben comes, he preached Christ, the mystery of God.
Abraham je došao i propovedao Krist je tajna Božja otkrivena.
He's unfolding what was hidden in the back part of God's mind.
On je otkrivao ono što je bilo sakriveno u zadnjem delu Božjeg uma.
Can you imagine a man?
Možete zamisliti čovjek?
Taken back and God revealing what's the back part of his mind that no one ever knew.
Znači da Bog uzme čovjeka i počne mu otkrivati ono što je bilo u najskrivenijem delu Božjeg uma.
Brother, sister, and we are living in that day.
I braćo, sestre, mi živimo u tom danu.
How serious
Amen.
We should be.
I kako ozbiljni moramo onda biti s time.
We should stop just playing church.
Mi bi se morali prestati samo igrati crkvu.
We should take inventory of the hour we live in.
Mi bi morali znači uzeti ozbiljnost sata u kojem živimo.
Because we've come to a place.
Jer smo došli na mjesto.
Where God has come with the open book.
Gdje je Bog došao sa otvorenom knjigom.
And revealed to us
i
the great secrets.
Velike tajne.
That nobody knew.
Koje niko nije znao.
Amen. Amen. And brother, sister, this is something the church needs to know.
Braćo, sestre, to je nešto što crkva mora znati.
Amen. Many people say, praise God, send a prophet.
Mnogi kažu, slava Bogu, Bog je poslao proroka.
And you ask them, what did the prophet say?
I onda mi kažemo, a šta je prorok rekao?
They don't know what the prophet said.
I oni ne znaju šta je prorok rekao.
Well, what's the good of a prophet if you don't know what he said?
A šta nam dobro dolazi, znači taj prorok, ako ne znamo šta je rekao?
Because God speaks through the mouth of a prophet.
Jer Bog govori kroz usta proroka.
So if you don't know what the prophet said, you don't know what God's word is for your day.
I ako ne znate šta je prorok rekao, onda ne znate što je Bog rekao za tvoj dan.
Amen. So we have to understand what the prophet said.
Tako moramo razumjeti šta je prorok rekao.
Now, the God uses unusual ways.
Sada Bog koristi neobične puteve.
He hides this word from the wise and the prudent.
Znači on sakriva ovu reč od pametnih.
So the educated man can go to university and college and he can read and read and read.
Tako da obrazovani ljudi mogu ići u koleđe i ovi čitaju i čitaju i čitaju.
And he's just as blind when he finishes before he starts.
Amen. I taj čovjek je isto tako slep kad završi taj studij nego kad je ušao.
Because it's not by learning.
Jer to ne možete shvatiti samo učenje.
It's by revelation.
Nego to dolazi otkrivenje.
It's by some supernatural intervention by God in a life and mind and heart of a man, a woman.
Radi se o nadprirodnoj intervenciji Boga u umu i u srcu pojedinca.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Slava Bogu.
And Jesus said to Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church.
Isus je rekao Petru, na ovoj skali ja ću sagraditi srcu crkvu.
Because God revealed to Peter, the Father in heaven revealed to Peter who this one was.
Jer Bog je otkrio Petru, Otac na nebu je otkrio Petru ko je taj bio.
Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Krist, Sin živoga Boga.
You know the word Christ means anointed one?
Da li znate da reč Krist znači pomazanik?
You know Moses was the Christ to his day?
Znate da je bio Mojsije Krist svoga dana?
Amen. Amen. You know Elijah was the Christ to his day when he went with the word?
Da li znate da je Elija bio Krist svoga dana kada je krenuo sa rečom?
Amen. You know Paul was the Christ for his day?
Da li znate da je Pavle bio Krist svoga
Paul said, if an angel come
Paul je rekao,
from heaven and preach anything else that I've preached, don't listen.
Ako anđeo sa neba dođe i propoveda nešto što ja nisam propovedao, nemojte mu vjerovati.
So Paul is placing himself in a place of God.
Znači Paul stavlja sebe na mjesto Boga, znači kao usta Božja.
What about Malachi 4?
Šta je u vezi Malahije 4?
Could he be the Christ for this day?
Da li on mogao biti Krist ovoga dana?
Not the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Ne Gospod Isus Krist.
Be careful, not the Lord Jesus Christ.
Pazite, ne Gospod Isus Krist.
But the anointed were man for this hour. Amen.
Nego pomazani čovjek reč ovoga časa.
Brother, sister, don't misunderstand the message.
Braćo, sestre, nemojte pogrešno razumjeti poruku.
You call brother Christ, you make him antichrist.
Ako vi nazovete brata Branhama Kristom, onda ste ga napravili antikristom.
But he was the anointed word.
Ali on je bio pomazana reč ovoga časa.
Praise God. And when you start to see the word unfold,
i kada vidite da se reč počne otkrivati,
then you start to realize this was God in a man.
Onda shvaćate da je taj čovjek bio, znači da je to bio Bog u čovjeku.
Because no man could do those things.
Amen. Jer ni jedan čovjek sam po sebi
it
ne može
praviti. It had to be a God in a man to be able to reveal to open the word.
To je morao biti Bogu čovjeku da je mogao otkriti.
Brothers, sisters, signs and wonders are not a problem.
Braćo, sestre, znaci.
Pentecost can do signs and wonders.
Znači Pentakost može kreirati.
The Roman Catholic Church can do signs and wonders.
Rimokatolička crkva može producirati znakove.
The witch doctors from Africa can do signs and wonders.
Čarobnjaci iz Afrike mogu stvarati čuda i.
Amen. In the days of Joseph,
u danima Josipa,
Pharaoh's magicians could do signs and wonders.
Faraonovi čarobnjaci mogli su praviti čuda.
But they could not interpret the word.
Ali nisu mogli interpretirati reč.
They could not interpret the word in that day.
Nisu mogli tumačiti reč onoga.
There had to be a Joseph.
Amen.
Morao biti Josip.
Amen. Amen. Because the word come to Joseph.
Jer reč je došla Josipu.
Amen.
Amen.
So praise God.
Amen.
Slava Bogu.
So these things we need to understand
stvari,
when we read the Bible.
Te stvari moramo razumjeti kada čitamo Bibliju.
Amen.
Amen. Yesterday our brother John and we've known brother John Andy before he got married.
Mi znamo brata Johna prije nego što se oženio.
Yeah, he came and he stole one of our girls from Kalgoorlie.
On je ukrao jednu od naših devojaka iz Australije.
And he told her of this wonderful land.
I rekao je o toj predivnoj zemlji.
And he ran away with her.
I onda je pobjegao sa njom.
But we forgive him.
Ali mi smo ga oprostili.
He's been very kind and good to his wife.
Bio je vrlo ljubazan i dobar do svoje žene.
Whom we love very much.
Koju volimo veoma.
And he's got some wonderful children.
I imaju vrlo divno djecu.
Praise God, and he supports a wonderful church, Brother Ed Biscoe.
I on podupire vrlo divnu crkvu brata.
So everything so far is good.
Tako da sve do sad je dobro.
But we're watching him. Yes, last night Brother John preached from Isaiah 40 and 40 and 5, and they said the glory shall be revealed, all flesh shall see it.
Brat John je propovedao iz Izaije gdje kaže da će biti objavljena slava i da će ljudi vidjeti.
He was speaking there of the days of the, John the Baptist, the glory. The glory of God shall be revealed and all shall see it.
Govorio je o danu Ivana Krstitelja da će slava Božja biti otkrivena i da će svi ljudi to vidjeti.
Praise God, it's wonderful.
I to je predivno.
See it together from the mouth of God, of the Lord.
Znači, čuli smo iz usta Božjih.
So the word is coming from the mouth of the Lord.
Znači, reč dolazi iz usta Božji.
When the glory is revealed, it's going to come from the mouth of the Lord.
Kada će biti slava otkrivena, doći će reč iz Božjih usta.
And the glory and the mouth of the Lord.
I usta Gospoda.
Okay, I will.
The glory comes from the mouth of the Lord.
Slava dolazi iz Božjih usta.
The mouth of the Lord is the prophet.
Usta Božja su prorok.
So here he's telling us there's coming a time when all flesh shall see the glory of the Lord.
Znači tu nam govori da će doći vrijeme kada će sav svijet vidjeti slavu Božju.
And he locks it in with the mouth of God of the Lord.
To spoji sa Božjim ustima.
Amen. So let's have a look at Isaiah 60.
Znači pogledajmo u Izaiju 60.
If you don't mind, we could just stand and we'll just take that as a reading.
Ustanemo za čitanje.
Praise the Lord.
Slava Bogu.
So we're talking of light coming to this day.
Znači govorimo o svjetlu koje je došlo za ovaj dan.
Amen. Not electric light.
Ne električno svjetlo.
But eternal light.
Nego večno
svjetlo.
Amen. Amen.
Brother, if you don't mind and I won't read it, it's save time. Isaiah 61 and 2.
Okay. Znači Izaija 60, 1 i 2. Reč kaže, ustani, zasini, jer svjetlost tvoja dolazi. Nad tobom blista slava Jahvina, a zemlju evo tmina pokriva i mrklina naroda.
Amen.
A tebe obasjava Jahve i slava se njegova javlja nad tobom.
Amen. Revelations 18:1.
Otkrivenje 18:1.
One to four, brother, please.
Od 1 do 4, znači otkrivenje 18, 1 do 4. Poslije toga opazih neka drugoga anđela gdje silazi s neba. Imao je veliku moć i zemlja se rasvijetli od njegovog sjaja.
Amen.
On povika jakim glasom, pade, pade veliki Babilon i postade boravištem demona i skloništem svih nečistih duhova, skloništem svih nečistih ptica, skloništem svih nečistih i odurnih životinja. Jer su svi narodi pili od vina srdžbe i vina njezina bluda, jer su kraljevi zemlje s njom provodili blud i jer su se zemaljski trgovci obogatili njezinom pretjeranom raskoši. U to čuh drugi glas s neba gdje govori: iziđite iz nje, moj narode, da ne postanete sudionicima njezinih grijeha i da ne dijelite njezinih zala.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hvala ti, Gospode.
Lord, bless your word, we pray this morning.
Molimo te da blagosloviš ovu
reč. Lord, come and manifest yourself, Lord.
Manifestiraj sebe.
Shine the light, Lord, here today, Lord. We pray.
Tu mi molimo. In Jesus' name. Isusovo ime.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all, brethren.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi, možete sesti.
Hallelujah. Isaiah 60, arise, shine.
Isaiah 60, ustani, svetli.
For thy light has come.
Jer tvoja svetlost dolazi.
Brethren, this church age was in darkness.
Amen.
Braćo, ova crkveno doba bila je u tmini.
Amen. Complete darkness.
Potpuna tama.
When the light of God, God sent that seventh angel to lighten, to bring light to this dark age.
Kada je Bog poslao sedmog glasnika da, da rasvetli, da donese svetlost ovoj dobi.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
If you don't say amen, I don't know whether you believe me or not.
Ako ne kažete amen, ne znam da li mi verujete ili ne. Amen.
Praise God. And I don't want to pray to people who don't believe.
Ja ne mogu se moliti za ljude koji ne veruju.
So if you say amen,
tako vi kažete amen.
To me it's like when you got a dog. You know you got a dog?
Za mene, znate, kad imate psa.
And you want the dog to go and catch something, you say, sick him boy, sick
him. I kada, želite poslati, baciti nešto psu da nešto uhvati, kažete uhvati, donesi.
You encourage the dog to go and chase it.
I ohrabrujete psa da vam to donese.
So if you say amen.
Tako ako vi kažete amen.
It tells me, sick him boy, I want to go and catch him.
To je kao da meni kažete uhvati.
Amen. But if there's no amen, I think maybe there's nothing there.
Ali ako nema amen, onda ja mislim pa možda nije.
Praise God.
Slava Bogu.
We got an enemy. Praise God this morning. That's the devil.
Imamo suprotnika ovog jutra.
And we here to chase him.
I mi ga tu sada moramo poterati.
Amen.
We here to bind him.
Mi smo tu da ga svežemo.
Praise God. We here to make him completely helpless and hopeless.
Amen. Mi smo tu da ga napravimo bespomoćnog i bez nade.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And we have the authority and we are in the position to do that.
I mi imamo čak autoritet i u poziciji smo da to napravimo.
So yeah, Isaiah is saying, he said, for behold, the darkness cover the earth.
Vidite, Isaija kaže, a zemlja, evo, tmina pokriva.
And gross darkness the people.
I mrklina narode.
So in the church, can I just say that one, brother? In the church ages.
I tako u crkvenim dobima.
Just the one with the rings, brother. Sorry. Just the church ages. Yeah, that one. Praise God. Everybody's familiar with the church ages,
verujem
right?
Da svi znate crkvena doba.
So I like that because it reminds me of my notes.
Volim ovo jer me podsjeća na moje zapiske.
Amen. So we know these seven church ages.
Sad mi znamo za ovih sedam crkvenih doba.
Can, Can the people see right at the back of one?
Da li ljudi pozadi vidite? Da li vidite? Dobro.
They can
dobro.
See.
Yeah, yeah, I can see.
Yeah. Oh, good eyes.
Dobro vidite.
We know that those seven church ages were the Gentile dispensation.
Znamo da ovih sedam crkvenih doba predstavlja pogansko razdoblje.
After the Jewish dispensation, after the 69 and a half weeks of Daniel.
Posle završetka tih 69 i pol izraelskih Danielih.
Yeah? After that, God turned to the Gentiles.
Posle toga Bog se obratio poganima.
53, Paul turned to the Gentiles.
U 53. godini Pavle je krenuo poganima.
Amen. And the Gentiles and the scripture was the light to that age.
I on je bio prema pismu, znači svetlo poganima.
Amen. And that age there was a majority light. Paul had 100% word, true word.
Pavle je imao 100% istinitu reč i u to doba vidimo da je bilo puno svetla u tom crkvenom dobu.
But there were some that left their first love.
Ali bili su već neki koji su napustili prvu ljubav.
Already Satan had crept into that church, Paul's church.
Satan je već uvukao se u tu Pavlovu crkvu.
You know, people want to blame the pastor.
Znate, ljudi želi okriviti pastira.
The pastor gets the blame for everything.
Kao pastir je krivičan za sve.
What could they blame Paul for?
Šta su oni krivili Paula? Zašto?
Paul was a first class pastor.
Pavle je bio prvoklasni
pastir. But even in Paul's church,
ali čak u Pavlovoj crkvi,
Satan had penetrated in the church.
Je Satana uspio ući u njegovu crkvu.
Amen. Brethren, you and I are no match for the devil.
Braćo, ti i ja, mi se ne možemo sukobiti sa đavom.
We cannot take on Satan.
Mi ne možemo pobediti Satana.
We have to come and be covered with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Mi moramo doći iza krvi, biti prekriveni krvlju Isusa Krista.
Jesus, the word, is the only thing can beat the devil.
Isus, reč, je jedina stvar koja može pobediti đavola.
If you think you can just stay at home and not go to church and just listen to tapes, the devil's gonna get you.
Ako mislite da možete jednostavno ostati kući, ne odlaziti u crkvu, samo slušati trake brata Branhama, đavo će vas pobediti.
Because you cannot beat the devil, Bren.
Jer ne možete pobediti đavola.
And the word says, gather yourselves together.
Kaže, sakupljajte se u zajedništvo.
Yeah? Even the more so as you see the time come.
Čak više kada vidite da dolazi to vreme.
But some people in the message,
ali neki ljudi u poruci,
think, oh, we got the books, we got the tapes, we can stay at home.
Kažu, pa ne, mi imamo knjige, mi imamo snimke, mi možemo ostati kod kuće.
Wrong.
Pogrešno.
They get deceived.
Oni su zavedeni.
The next thing they got television in their house.
Sljedeća stvar, imaju televiziju u svojoj kući.
The next thing they got worldly books in their house.
Sljedeća stvar koja će se pojaviti, posvetne knjige.
Yeah? The next thing the sisters are trimming their hair.
Sljedeća stvar, sestre će početi seći kosu.
Slowly.
Polako.
They deteriorate.
I oni znači počinu raspadati.
Because they got no standard to keep.
Jer nemaju standarda na kome bi ostali.
They say, we don't go to church, we don't pay our tithes.
Kažu, pa ne odlazimo u crkvu, što bi platili desetak.
Can you imagine a Christian called out believer not paying tithes?
Da li možete zamisliti kršćanina koji sebe naziva vernikom da ne plaća desetak?
If you really are a Christian, would you steal from God?
Ako ti i zaista veruješ da si kršćanin, da li ćeš ti krasti od Boga?
You know, 10% of that doesn't even belong to you.
Znate da 10% od onoga čak vama i ne pripada.
It belongs to God.
Pripada Bogu.
It should go to the church.
To bi moralo iti u.
It belongs to the pastor.
Pripada pastiru.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sister. People get very quiet when you start talking of tithes.
Ljudi obično postanu vrlo tihi kada počnemo govoriti o desetku.
Brother, sister, you cannot be a message believer and not pay your tithes.
Brat, sestro, ne možeš biti vernik poruke a da ne plaćaš desetak.
Amen. I can come here and say tell you that. I can come here and tell them that.
Aha, ja mogu doći govoriti vam.
Because none of you pay me tithes.
Jer niko od vas meni ne plaća desetak.
Yeah. In my church I do not say that.
U mojoj crkvi ja to ne kažem.
Because they think I want more tithes.
Jer misle da želim više desetka.
Amen. Amen. So they start to fall away.
Znači počeli su odpadati od istine.
Amen. But God willing, I'd like to come back to that, those church age. But this church age here that we're speaking on, the seventh church age.
Proći ćemo još kroz ostale crkve, ali ova sedma doba o kojoj sada govorimo.
Isaiah 60 is looking at the end of the Gentile age.
Isaiah 60 govori, priča o završetku poganskog doba.
He said in the third verse, he said, and the Gentiles should come to thy light, the kings to thy brightness of thy rising.
U trećem stihu kaže, tvoje svetlosti koračaju narodi i kraljevi k istoku tvoga sjaja.
So the end of the seventh age is complete darkness. Arise and shine, he said.
Znači, kraj sedmog doba je potpuna tmina i kaže, ustani i svetli se.
In two he said, for darkness shall cover the earth.
U drugom stihu kaže, a zemlja evo tmina pokriva.
Listen, and gross darkness the people.
Slušajte, i mrklina narode.
Do you know what gross darkness is?
Da li znate šta je mrklina?
You cannot see your hand in front of you.
Ne možeš vidjeti čak ni svoju ruku ispred sebe.
In a dark night you can still go and you can see your way.
U tami još možda možeš vidjeti nekako naći put.
But gross darkness you cannot see your hand.
Ali u mrklini ne možeš vidjeti čak ni svoje ruke.
That's and that is upon the people.
I ta mrklina je nad narodima.
That's why you speak to somebody outside the message.
Zato kada govorite nekome van poruke,
they cannot even start to understand what you are telling them.
Ne mogu čak ni početi razumijevati ono što im pričate.
It's because they have not recognized the light of the day that they live.
To je zbog toga jer nisu prepoznali svjetlo ovoga dana u kome žive.
Brethren, they were not predestinated to receive the message for this day.
Braćo, oni nisu bili predestinirani da prime poruku ovoga dana.
Amen. So they walk in gross darkness.
Tako da hodaju u mrklini.
In this Laodicean age.
U toj Laodicejskoj dobi.
When Brother Branham drew that on the board,
kada je brat Branham nacrtao, on je nacrtao to na ploču.
Brother Branham put a little bit of light in the top.
On je stavio malo svjetla na vrhu.
Amen. But when the angel drew it on the wall,
ali kada je anđel to nacrtao na zidu,
yeah? Everybody know the angel drew that on the wall?
Da li svi znate da je anđel nacrtao istu sliku na zidu?
There was no light.
Tamo nije bilo ni malo svjetla.
Was complete darkness.
Potpuna tmina.
Amen. Laodicean was wretched, miserable, naked, blind, and didn't know.
Znači Laodikeja bila je, znači tama bila je slepa i niki nije ni znala.
Amen. Amen. And God willing, we also get back to that little open door.
I po Božoj voli vratit ćemo se i u to otvorena vrata.
Between the sixth and the seventh was the open door age.
Između šeste i sedme bila je doba otvorenih vrata.
Amen. Amen. And that is a very important age for the bride.
I to je vrlo, vrlo značajna doba za nevestu.
Because those who missed the open door went into Laodicea.
Jer oni koji su promašili ta otvorena vrata čekaju sada u Laodiceji.
Those that come by the door went into the bride age.
Znači oni su ušli u Laodikeju, oni su ušli u nevestinu dobu.
Praise God, they the ones who got the eyes south.
Znači oni koji su prošli kroz ta vrata imaju pomazane oči.
They the ones who recognize the message of the hour.
To su oni koji su prepoznali poruku ovoga časa.
They the ones that would not go into Laodicea.
To su oni koji neće ući u Laodikeju.
Even though they lived in the age of Laodicea,
pa makar oni živjeli za vrijeme trajanja Laodikeje,
just as Israel lived in Goshen,
tako kao što je Izrael živio u Gošenu,
yeah, when it was complete darkness in Egypt,
kada je bila potpuna tmina u Egiptu,
in Goshen there was light.
U Gošenu bilo je svjetlo.
Amen. The Israelis were walking in light.
Izraelci su hodali u svjetlu.
And the Egyptians were in darkness.
A Egipćani bili su u tami.
Same.
Ista.
Same.
Potpuno isto.
The bride, she's walking in the light of the message.
Nevesta, ona hoda u svjetlu poruke.
She starts to know who she is.
Ona prepoznaje ko ona je.
Praise God, she's elected, chosen.
Izabrana, odabrana.
She's come out by a Moses or a prophet with a Moses message.
Amen. Znači ona prolazi sa prorokom koji je prihvatio Mojsijevu poruku.
You know, Brother Branham had Moses' message, a come-out message.
Da li znate da je brat Branham imao Mojsijevu poruku?
Amen.
Iziđi, izlazi.
Moses, Brother Branham had a Joshua commission.
Da je imao Jozuine pomazanje, znači.
Amen. So, Brother Branham called us out of Egypt. Come out of here, my people.
Tako nas je brat Branham pozvao iz Egipta, iziđite moje narode.
And when we got to the promised land, he took us into the promised land.
I kada smo došli do obećane zemlje,
Joshua,
kao Joshua,
took us into the promised land.
U obećanu zemlju.
Praise God, he said, this is yours. This is yours.
Ovo je vaše. Ovo je vaše.
Hallelujah.
Ovo je vaše.
This is where you stay, Ephraim.
Možete biti.
Praise God. Joseph, you here. You have an announcement.
Ti si gore na brežuljku.
Caleb, go back to Hebron. You can have Hebron.
Caleb, vrati se u Hebron. Možeš imati Hebron.
Amen.
Amen.
That's your land.
To je tvoja zemlja.
Moses gave it to you back in the wilderness.
Mojsije vam je dao tamo u pustinji.
We cannot do away with the message.
Mi ne možemo proći bez poruke.
Because Joshua could not do away with Moses' message.
Jer znači Josue nije mogao proći sa Mojsijevom porukom.
Caleb said, Moses gave me this mountain. Joshua said, if Moses gave it to you, you go and get it.
Znači Caleb je rekao, Mojsije mi je dao ovu goru, i onda je rekao Josue, ako ti je dao, uzmi je.
Same with the prophet's message, brethren.
Isto je sa proročkom porukom.
Every promise, yea and amen.
Amen.
Svaka,
praise God.
Znači, svako obećanje da.
Amen. Amen. So we see gross darkness on the people.
Tako vidimo mrklinu nad narodima.
And he said, but.
Ali kaže, a.
Isn't that wonderful?
A. Zar nije
but
divno?
The Lord shall rise upon thee.
A tebe obasjava Jahve.
The Lord shall rise upon thee.
Znači Jahve te obasjava.
And his glory
i slava se
shall
njegova
be seen upon thee.
Javlja nad tobom.
Just think.
Pomisli.
The glory of the Lord shall be seen upon the bride, upon thee.
Znači Jahvina slava vidjet će se nad nevjestom, nadamnom.
Praise God. What's the glory of the Lord?
Kakva je znači ta slava Božja?
The glory of the Lord is his word manifested in his people.
Slava Božja je reč Božja manifestirana kroz njegove ljude.
Amen. The glory of the Lord is not just a big light.
To nije samo neko veliko svjetlo, ta slava.
The glory of the Lord is manifested, God's word manifest in the people.
Slava Gospodnja je Božja reč manifestirana u ljudima.
Amen. We are the glory of the Lord, brethren.
Mi smo Gospodnja slava.
Yeah, sure.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So, I'd like to just have a look now.
Sada bih želeo pogledati.
We're gonna look at the seals.
Pogledat ćemo u pečate.
Now, we need to understand the seals.
Moramo razumjeti pečate.
Because the book was sealed, the devil wanted to know, everybody wanted to know what was in the seals.
Jer knjiga je bila zapečaćena, đavo je htio znati, svi su željeli znati šta je iza pečata.
And the seals were hid from everybody until the seventh angel begins to sound.
I pečati bili su sakriveni pred svima dok nije glasao sedmi glasnik.
So brother and sister, the seals are the seventh angel's message to us.
Amen. I braćo sestre, pečati su poruka sedmog anđela nama.
Amen. So I'm sure all of us know in Matthew they asked Jesus the questions.
Svi znamo kako u Mateju pitaju Isusa pitanja.
Does everybody understand in Matthew where Jesus asked the disciples, where the disciples asked Jesus?
Da li svi razumete taj deo u Mateju gdje su učenici pitali Isusa pitanja?
Do we need to go and read it?
Da li moramo ići to i pročitati?
Anybody want me to read in Matthew where?
Da li neko
all
želi?
Right, praise God.
Da pročitamo u
Mateju. Don't worry, brother.
Ne brini, brate.
If you want us to read it, we read it.
Ako želiš da pročitamo,
I want you to understand.
Ja želim da vi razumete.
But I don't want to read something that you all understand already.
Ali s druge strane ne želim nešto
Amen?
Čitati što već svi razumete.
But if you don't understand, this is the time we need to understand this thing.
Ali ako ne razumete, sada je vrijeme kada moramo razumjeti.
Amen. Amen. We need to understand
Amen.
It.
To moramo razumjeti.
And you know, every foot is possession.
Znači, svaki korak predstavlja da uzmemo
so let's go to Matthew 24.
Idemo u Mateja 24.
Amen. This subject I would have preached 2-3 months at home.
Ovaj predmet, u tom predmetu bi propovedao 2-3 mjeseca kod kuće.
And we try to condense it as much as we can into.
I sada ćemo pokušati to da zbijemo.
Just a few meetings.
Na nekoliko susreta.
Praise God. So reading Matthew 24.
Tako čitat ćemo iz Mateja 24.
And let's go start at verse 2 and I'll ask my brother to read 2.
Počet ćemo sa drugim stihom. I on im reče, vidite li ovo sve? Zaista kažem vam, ovdje sigurno neće ostati ni kamen na kamenu, svaki će se srušiti.
So they were looking at the temple that Solomon took all those years to build.
Znači oni su gledali sad taj Božji hram za kojeg je Solomon trebao puno godina da ga sagradi.
And the disciples had their conception of the temple was this building of stone.
I koncept u glavama učenika bio je da je hram Božji znači taj kamen ispred njih.
And they showing him this wonderful building.
I oni su mu pokazivali tu predivnu zgradu.
In Turkey we saw a conception of a big Roman church.
U Turskoj vidjeli smo jedan takav koncept velike rimokatoličke crkve.
And it's the same concept they had with a big building.
I isti koncept koji oni imaju da to predstavlja jedan
But God's
grad.
Conception is not of a big building.
Ali Božji koncept nije govoreći o nekoj velikoj zgradi.
Amen. And Jesus said, see these stones?
Isus je rekao, zar vidite ove kamenje?
He said, there's coming a time when not one stone will be left on the top of another.
Kaže, doći će vrijeme kada neće ostati ni kamen na kamen.
In other words, this building is going to be demolished.
Drugim rečima, ova zgrada će biti uništena.
Because Jesus' concept of the tabernacle was a far different one.
Jer je bio Isusov koncept šta znači hram Božji nešto sasvim drugo.
His concept was his people, his bride.
Njegov koncept je bio njegov narod, njegova nevesta.
Dressed in white.
Obučeno u belo. Amen.
Serving God day and night.
Služeći Bogu dan i noć.
Worshiping in the temple.
Proslavljajući ga u hramu.
Not stones and mortar.
A ne kamen.
So the disciples were We're wondering, what type of man is this?
Znači, učenici su se pitali u koje vreme će se to goditi.
So they came to Jesus privately and said to him, asked him three questions.
Tako su privatno došli do Isusa i pitali ga tri pitanja.
And that's Matthew 24:3.
I to je Matej 24:3.
He said, tell us when shall these things be?
Pitali su ga, kaži nam kada će to biti.
First question.
To je prvo pitanje.
When shall the time come when not one stone is left upon another?
Kada će doći to vrijeme kada neće ostati ni kamen
na kamen? They want to know when shall these things be.
Oni su željeli znati kada će biti ovo vrijeme.
And what shall be the sign of your coming?
I koji je znak tvoga dolaska?
Second question.
Drugo pitanje.
And third question.
I treće pitanje.
And of the end of the world.
I svršetka svijeta.
So they had enough spiritual sense to know that this was pointing to the end of time.
I oni su imali toliko duhovnog uvida da su znali da to predstavlja znači kraj doba. Kraj.
Now look at Jesus in a few verses from 4 down to the end of the chapter.
I vidite Isus od tog 4. stiha do kraja poglavlja.
Jesus covers 2000 years.
Bog pokrije, Isus pokrije svojim odgovorom razdoblje od 2000 godina.
Amen.
Amen.
Because the first thing he said.
Jer prva stvar koju kaže,
he said, "Take heed that no man deceive you."
Pazite da vas tko ne zavede.
So Jesus had access to the back part of God's mind.
Znači Isus imao je mogao je ući u zadnji dio Božjeg uma.
Jesus knew what happened in the Garden of Eden.
On je znao što se dogodilo u Edenskom vrtu.
Where the deception came from one word.
Da je znači zavođenje došlo kroz jednu jedinu reč.
So he's warning them, take heed, this does not happen again, it will happen again.
I on ih sada upozorava, pazite da se to ponovo ne dogodi, jer je znao da će se dogoditi.
But he starts to unfold and open the seven seals, six seals, six seals.
I počeo je otkrivati šest pečata.
And we haven't got time, but if you want to read it, you go right down to the 12th verse.
Sada nemamo vremena, ali možete kasnije pročitati do 12. stiha.
And that covers the fifth seal.
I to pokriva prvi pečat.
The sixth seal. Šest. He mentions in verse 29 about the tribulation of those days.
Šesti pečat on otkriva u 29. stihu.
Speaking of Moses and Elijah, the sixth seal,
govori
the end of time, the destruction of the world.
Šestom pečatu završetku vremena sveta.
Amen. And then he says nothing of the seventh seal.
I onda ništa ne kaže o sedmom pečatu.
Except he goes into a parable.
Jedino što uđe u jednu poslovicu, odnosno priču.
Remember the seventh is always a mystery.
Pazite, sedam uvijek predstavlja tajnu.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'll give you example.
Dat ću vam primjer.
The woman at the well.
Žena kod studenca.
She had six husbands.
Ona imala šest muževa.
Who was her seventh husband?
Ko je bio njezin sedmi muž?
Yeah, who was the seventh husband?
Ko je bio sedmi muž?
He was talking to her.
On je govorio.
Amen. Christ.
Krist.
He was the seventh husband.
On je bio sedmi muž.
He was a. She said, "Come see a man that's told me all these things."
Ona je rekla,
is he not the Messiah?
Dođite, vidite čovjeka koji mi je rekao sve stvari. Zar nije on Mesija?
Is not the Messiah the husband of the Jews?
Da li je Mesija muž Židova?
Doesn't he say, "I'm your husband"?
Da zar on ne kaže, ja sam vaš muž?
Amen.
Amen. The first miracle in Canaan.
Prvo čudo u Kanaanu.
Six water pots.
Šest vrčeva sa vodom.
Water turned to wine.
Voda je bila pretvorena u vino.
So water, the washing of the word, turns to stimulation, right?
Jer znamo da reč, znači čišćenje riječi, dovodi do stimulacije riječi.
Who is the seventh jar of wine?
A ko je bio sedmi vrč sa vinom?
Who is the true wine?
Ko je bio pravo vino?
Amen.
It was Christ.
Bio je Krist.
He was the seventh in the wedding supper, in the wedding feast.
On je bio sedmi, znači na tom svadbenom slavljenju.
Amen. Amen. How many loaves of barley did Boaz give Ruth?
Znači, koliko vas voli, znači to žito koje je Boaz dao Ruti?
Koliko
je dao, znači žita Boaz Ruti?
Šest
pregrša. Da.
Six loaves of barley.
Znači šest tih pregršaja ječmena. Da.
Who is the seventh loaf?
A ko je bio sedmi?
Boaz.
Boaz.
Boaz was her husband. Boaz was her redeemer.
On je bio njezin otkupitelj.
Amen. The redeemer was the seventh.
Otkupitelj bio je sedmi.
Six seals. Six seals of man's suffering.
Znači čovjeka koji trpi.
You show me redemption. You show me redemption.
Pokažite mi otkupljenje
in the six seals, in the six ages.
U šest prvih doba.
Men suffering.
Ljudi su patili.
Amen. Men suffering.
Ljudi su patili.
Amen.
Amen. The seventh is redemption.
I sedmi je otkupljenje.
Amen. The seven seals is a book of redemption.
Knjiga sedam pečata je knjiga otkupljenja.
He made the earth in 6 days and he rested the seventh day.
On je napravio zemlju u 6 dana, a sedmi dan je odmarao.
You know the rainbow.
Znate,
duga.
The rainbow's got 6 major colors.
Duga ima 6 glavnih boja.
The seventh is a mystery.
Sedma je tajna.
The seventh is all the but it's a mystery color.
Znači sedma je sastavljena od svih 6 ostalih, ali je tajanstvena, tajna.
So praise God, brethren.
Tako, slava Bogu, braćo.
We live in a day when the seven seals are open.
Živimo u doba kada je 7 pečata otvoreno.
Amen.
And the 7 seals is the full plan of redemption.
I 7 pečata predstavlja puni plan otkupljenja.
Praise God. I just pray that I get a chance to speak about the 7th seal.
Samo se molim da ću imati.
And it's not a doctrine, it's not a man's doctrine.
To neće biti to nikakva doktrina, čovječa doktrina.
I'll give you a little stimulation.
Daću vam malu stimulaciju.
Brother Branham says the 7th seal is found in the very beginning of Genesis.
Brat Branham je rekao 7. pečat možemo naći na samom početku Geneze, postanka, knjige postanka.
I must keep quiet otherwise.
Moram šutiti sada.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. So we see now we see Jesus opening the seals in word form.
Znači sada vidimo kako Isus otvara pečate u riječi, znači u riječi, u obliku riječi.
You know Matthew is alive. The book of Matthew.
Znači knjiga Mateja.
You know these 4 beasts.
Znate da ima 4 zveri.
What's the first one? The lion.
Prva, lav.
The ox.
Lav, onda je vol.
The man.
Čovjek.
Eagle.
I orao.
Right? Matthew,
Matej,
line.
On je bio lav.
Word.
Reč.
Mark, ox.
On je bio vo.
Worker.
Znači radnik.
Luka, man.
Čovjek.
Physician.
On je bio lekar.
Intelligence.
Znači inteligencija.
John.
Ja. Ivan.
Jovan.
Eagle!
Okay.
Praise God!
Hallelujah.
Amen! That's why the last age is eagle age.
Zato je zadnja doba.
Because
orlovska doba.
Because we are eagles.
Jer mi smo orlovi.
And if you're eagle, you cannot live in the ox age.
I ako ste orao, ne možete živjeti u doba vola.
We don't have to persecute ourselves and beat ourselves.
Ne treba da se kažnjavamo, da tučemo sami sebe.
God just got to take us up.
Bog
Hallelujah! Above the storm, into the blue, way up there. Hallelujah!
Plavo nebo.
We are special birds.
Mi smo posebni.
We made a special way, brethren.
Napravili smo
we got special
način.
Eyes.
Imamo posebne oči.
We can get up there and we can see.
Mi možemo
zaći. Higher we get, the further we can see.
Više nego idemo dalje.
Yes. We are eagles.
Mi smo orlovi.
Praise God. That's why we have revelation. We can see revelation.
Zbog toga imamo otkrivenje. Mi možemo vidjeti otkrivenje.
Yeah. So here we see, brethren, and to me this is very. To me it's important. Maybe to you it's not so important.
Tako tu možemo.
But for me this is important.
Meni to puno znači. Možda vama ne toliko, ali meni to puno znači.
I see here we got Matthew. He's the line. He's the word.
Sad vidimo tu ima Mateja. Matej je lav. On je reč.
Amen. So here's Jesus
znači,
in the gospel of the word preaching the word.
Reči i on propoveda reč.
But he's only bringing the seals now in word form.
I sada im on donosi
Amen.
Pečate u obliku reči.
And we've had the seals in word form for 2000 years.
I tu imamo pečate u obliku reči već 2000 godina.
Amen?
Amen.
And for 2000 years nobody knows what we know today.
Amen.
Već 2000 godina niko ne zna
all the
što znamo mi danas. Svi su to pročitali, sve crkve.
Praise God. But what he did, he revealed us now, took us to Revelations.
A što je on sad napravio, on nam je to otkrio. On
now, when we go to Revelations,
sad kad idemo u otkrivenje,
we got it, the same word now,
imamo sad istu reč,
but it's no longer just in word form,
ali sada nije više samo u obliku reči,
it's in symbol form.
Sada i u simbolima, znači u formi simbola.
So here we have a prophet come on the scene.
Tako vidimo kako sad dolazi prorok na scenu.
And he starts to interpret.
I on počinje tumačiti.
And make it in symbol form.
I sada uzima te forme simbola.
So we got it in word form.
Sada
we got it in symbol form.
Amen. Znači imamo u obliku reči, imamo u obliku simbola.
Praise God. And after he preached this, everybody said. Well, you know, we're not sure.
I onda kada je to on ispropovedao, ljudi su rekli pa nismo sigurni šta to znači.
Because it's in word, praise God.
Znači imamo
we
to u reči.
We see the symbol.
Vidjeli smo to u simbolima.
There's something missing.
Ali nešto tu još fali.
The reality is missing.
Realnost toga još fali.
We can see it in the book.
Mi to vidimo, možemo vidjeti u knjizi.
But can we see it in our lives? Can we see it in the church?
Ali da li možemo to vidjeti u našim vlastitim životima?
Can we see
da možemo to vidjeti u crkvi?
Unfolding right in our before our very eyes?
Ali možemo vidjeti kako se to otkriva baš pred našim očima?
Can we can say this is that?
Da li
that was spoken of the prophet?
Ovo je ono što je bilo prorokovano od proroka.
And then we must.
I braćo, mi to moramo biti.
Otherwise we become another denomination.
Inače ćemo postati neka druga nova denominacija.
We are a Branham message denomination.
Onda ćemo biti
we got
denominacija
this.
Branhamove poruke.
We believe this, we believe that.
Mi vjerujemo ovo, mi vjerujemo ono.
But no life.
Ali života nema.
Then, what good is
Amen.
It, brethren?
I šta onda
what good
koristi?
Is it?
Šta, na kakvu koristi onda to?
Praise God. We want
Slava.
Life.
Mi želimo život.
We want reality.
Mi želimo
we
realnost.
Want God.
Mi želimo Boga.
Operating in our life.
Da radi u našem životu.
We want to be able to say silver and gold have I none.
Amen. Mi želimo reći
but
nema zlata ni srebra, ali ono što imam to
Amen.
Ti dajem.
Praise God. Amen. Otherwise what is the gospel, brethren?
Jer inače čemu služi onda evanđelje?
Amen. Amen. It has to be reality.
Amen. Mora biti.
For me it must be reality.
Za mene to mora biti realnost.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. So I'd just like to read one thing. So
samo bih želeo pročitati jednu stvar.
You not think I'm making this up? It's my story from Australia.
Tako da nećete misliti da je to možda neka priča koju sam ja iz Australije izmislio.
Amen. Yep. Nobody said amen, praise the Lord. Brother Ben says here on page 139 in the seal book.
U knjigi pečata broj 139 stranica. Brat
can you
kaže,
check 139 in the seal book? Oh, sorry, this is the old book.
Okay.
This book's 40 years old, you won't have it, brother.
Okay,
well, they've changed it, haven't they, right?
No. It's memory is too.
Huh? Not the seal book? Well, I've got 139. Can you pick the seal
book up? 139. stranica. Brat nije siguran da li su možda.
If you can, so they can see it.
Staru knjigu i nije siguran da li su izmijenili brojeve
stranica. So yes, Brother Brand speaking of opening of the first seal.
Znači tu prorok govori o otvaranju prvog pečata.
He said when the lamb took the book and broke the first seal.
Kaže kada je jagnje uzelo pečat i otvorilo prvi pečat.
He said God spoke from the eternal throne to say what the seal was to be revealed.
Bog je govorio od večnog prestola da bi rekao šta će taj prvi pečat otvoriti.
But when it was placed before John, it was in symbol form.
Ali kada je to bilo postavljeno pred Jovana, to je bilo, on je to vidio u formi simbola.
Amen. He said, he goes on to read about the thunder. He said, and it thundered, and soon the lamb struck the seal back.
I kaže, i onda je zagrmelo i jagnje je oduzelo pečat.
He said, and when he did, it revealed not all of itself.
I kaže, kada je on to napravio, nije se sve u celini otkrio.
So when it was revealed, it was not all of itself.
Znači, kada je bilo otkriveno, nije bilo sve.
But first it was God.
Ali prvo je bio Bog.
Next it was in symbol form.
Sljedeće bilo je u obliku simbola.
And then it is revealed.
I tek onda je bilo otkriveno.
So he say first it was God.
Znači on je rekao najprije bio je Bog.
The seal first was in God.
Taj pečat je najprije bio u Bogu.
Was in the back part of God's mind before the world began.
Bilo je u zadnjem delu Božjeg uma prije nego što je svet počeo.
The seal was already there, brethren.
Pečat je već bio tamo, braćo.
You were already in the back part of God's mind before there was a world.
Vi ste već bili u zadnjem delu Božjeg uma prije postanka sveta.
God knew you before the foundation of the world.
Bog vas je znao prije postanka sveta.
Your name's written in the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Vaša
imena su bila upisana u Jagnjetovu knjigu
God
života prije postanka sveta. Bog vas znao.
Praise God. Yeah. And God knew the seal.
I Bog je znao i pečat.
Because it was a secret that was to be hid from the devil.
Jer je to bila tajna koja je trebala ostati sakrivena od đavla.
He said the devil get hold of it, he can do great damage with the seal.
On je rekao ako će se đavo domoći do te tajne, on bi mogao napraviti veliku štetu.
Amen. Then he said John saw it in symbol form.
A onda kaže da ga je Jovan vidio u formi simbola.
So here we have now the word coming from the back part of God's mind.
Tako vidimo kako reč izlazi iz zadnjeg dijela Božjeg uma.
It's coming to Jesus and he's putting it into word form.
Dolazi Isusu i on je to zapisao u obliku reči.
And John is looking at it in symbol form.
I sada Jovan to gleda u simbolnoj formi.
And the prophet is coming and revealing what the symbols are.
I prorok dolazi i otkriva šta te ti simboli znače.
But he still is not revealing exactly what it is because it's a revelation to you.
A još uvek ne otkriva točno šta to znači jer mora biti otkriveno tebi.
Amen.
Amen.
So it's still a revelation. Znači, it's still a symbol form.
Još uvijek je na neki način u simbolnoj formi jer je potrebno otkrivenje to.
And how is he going to build his church upon this rock, upon a revelation of who he is? He's going to build the church.
Kako će on sagraditi svoju crkvu na ovoj skali, na otkrivenju Božje reči?
So we see after the prophet opened the seven seals.
Tako da vidimo kada je poslije toga kako je prorok otvorio sedam pečata,
there was great division. Some went this way.
Bilo je puno razdvoje. Neki su krenuli u ovom pravcu.
So what are the doctrines? Thunder doctrine.
Da, recimo doktrina gromova.
And many doctrines. I don't,
I ostale doktrine.
I don't worry about the doctrines.
Meni nije
they don't worry
doktrine.
Me. Praise God. Because I haven't got to worry about doctrines. I've got the true word. Why must I follow doctrine?
Yeah, što bi ja brinuo zbog doktrina ili sledio doktrinu kad imam reč?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But now, how do we know our revelation of this is correct?
Ali sada kako mi znamo da je otkrivenje ovoga pravilno?
And brother, sister, this applies across the Bible, across the board.
I braćo, sestre, to važi za celu Bibliju.
Go back to the seed chapter.
Vratite se u poglavlje semena.
Amen. What's the seed chapter?
A koje je to poglavlje semena?
Genesis.
Knjiga postanka.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You Europeans too quiet.
Previše ste tihi.
We were thinking, bro.
Thinking. Too much thinking is no good.
Previše razmišljanje.
Praise God.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. We have to, John. We're gonna have to work in these guys.
John, we want.
We have to shake off that old European tradition.
Morat ćemo malo stresti ovu staru europsku tradiciju.
Then this is the plan of redemption.
Amen.
This
ovo
is the book of redemption.
Plan,
amen. This is the jubilee trumpet to me. Praise God. This message said, I'm free.
Ova poruka kaže, ja sam slobodan.
No, no. I'm free.
Ne, ja sam slobodan.
No, I'm free.
Ne,
glory
ja sam
to God,
slobodan.
I'm free.
Slava Bogu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Because he who the Son sets free,
jer onog koji sin oslobodi,
is free indeed.
Je zaista slobodan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So praise God, we got to be free.
Moramo biti slobodni.
So we need to find our doctrine is correct.
Znači moramo vidjeti da li je naša doktrina pravilna.
So the brother Branham starts preaching.
I tako je brat Branham počeo propovedati. Evo, slava Bogu, našli smo to.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah. 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 I've said that, but too late. Thank you, Bert.
Hvala, braće.
So Ben, we need to balance. Brother Ben said we need Genesis, the seed chapter. Everything that ever happened,
amen,
was in Genesis.
Amen.
In seed form.
Znači, mi moramo održati taj balans. Brat Branham je rekao, sve što se dogodilo, mi možemo naći začetak toga u knjizi Postanka.
Now, we got some people say, communion finished. We don't need communion anymore.
Neko će reći, večera gospodnja nije više potrebna. To je već završeno.
Because Paul said, he said, do this till I come. He come 1963. We don't need it.
I on je rekao, jer je Pavle, neko će reći, jer je Pavle rekao, radite to dok ja ne dođem. On je došao 63. godine i to nam više nije potrebno.
So, all right, brother, praise the Lord. Show me in seed chapter.
Ja mu kažem, slava Bogu, dobro, ali
take me to the seed chapter and show me where communion is finished.
I pokaži mi gdje je večera gospodnja završena.
So praise God, I can take you and I can show you in Egypt we had communion. Hallelujah, praise God, it's wonderful.
Mogu vas povesti u Egipt, tamo su imali večeru gospodnju.
We're in the wilderness, we had one communion in the wilderness.
Kad smo bili u pustinji, opet smo imali znači večeru gospodnju.
Did it finish there?
Da li se tamo završila?
No.
Ne.
We in the promised land.
Sad smo u obećanoj zemlji.
We have communion again.
I opet imamo večeru gospodnju.
The Bible says it's an eternal ordinance.
Biblija kaže da je to večna odredba.
Amen. So praise God.
Slava
so,
Bogu.
They cannot argue and just say in the church age is finished.
Tako ne mogu oni da se prepiru i kaže, eto sada sa crkvenim dobima to je završilo.
What are we gonna have when we cross over at the marriage supper of the Lamb?
A šta ćemo imati kada pređemo na jagnjetovu svadbu?
Brother, it's gonna be breaking the bread.
Mi ćemo
it's gonna be drinking the wine.
Mi ćemo
it's
gonna vino.
Be stimulation and revelation.
Biti stimulacija, otkrivenja.
It's gonna be dancing. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Sure.
God. Amen. sigurno.
That God Himself is going to be there.
Jer će Bog sam biti.
My, what a communion, what a time of fellowship.
Kakva gospodnja, kakvo druženje će to biti.
What a breaking of bread is going to be.
Kako će to lomljenje kruha biti.
Yeah. That's when we get another side. So communion is not finished. No. So I'm sorry, brother. I cannot believe your doctrine.
Because the Bible doesn't.
Many times. So we need to go back to Genesis.
So
Brother Branham said, yeah. And we read in the scripture. And he must excuse me if I repeat, Brother Branham. But in the scripture, we find the first church age. We have in the seals. We have a white horse rider.
Morate mi oprostiti ako ponavljam, ali šta je brat Branham rekao? Ali u prvom prvom pečatu jahača na belom konju.
And that white horse rider was the Antichrist, right?
I on je bio Antichrist.
Amen. It had a bow. It had no arrow.
He
was a bluffer.
Strelica. On je bio
because he lost his arrows at Calvary.
Jer je izgubio svoje.
And he is a liar.
On je bio lažio.
But he rode.
Ali on je jahao.
Brothers, and he deceived many.
Braćo, i on je zaveo mnoge.
Why did he deceive them? Because they did not know the scripture.
Zašto ih je zaveo? Jer nisu znali.
Yeah. Jesus said, he said, by your traditions. Isus, you have made the word of God an effect.
Zbog vaših tradicija reč Božja nema više.
That's what happened in that day. To se traditions.
U onom dobu tradicije.
In this day, brethren, your traditions, my traditions can destroy the word in you.
A u ovom danu, braćo, sestre, moja tradicija, vaša tradicija može uništiti ovo.
We gotta cut down the and throw them out, the conditions, traditions.
Mi moramo poseći i izbaciti tradicije.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we come under Christ, the headship.
Jer smo došli ispod Hrista glave.
So the white horse rider was great deception. We find, we read, deception.
Znači konjanik na belom konju,
the church was deceived.
Crkva je bila zavedena.
The little church following Paul lost their first love.
Mala crkva koja je sledila Paulu, ona je izgubila svoju prvu ljubav.
They started to backslide into the world.
Počeli su padati i vraćati se u svet.
Amen.
Yeah.
So how can we get confirmation of this in the seed chapter?
Znači kako možemo dobiti potvrdu u ovoj glavi seme?
Go to Genesis 3.
Pogledajmo u knjizi Postanka 3, Postanak 3.
And Genesis 3 we'll see.
U Postanku 3 vidjet ćemo.
We'll see the first seal.
Vidjet ćemo prvi pečat.
We'll see all the players. Here in Genesis 3.
Vidit ćemo, znači, sve igrače tu u Postanku 3.
They're the same players in the first church age.
Koji su isti igrači u prvom crkvenom dobu.
It said the serpent was more subtle.
Kaže, zmija bijaše lukavija.
And I go to second, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the tree of the fruit.
Idimo drugi stih, žena odgovori zmiji, plodove sa stabla u vrtu smijemo jesti.
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God said, ye shall not eat.
Samo za plod stabla što je nasred vrta, rekao je Bog da ga niste jeli.
So Ben, look what we got here. Look what we got here.
Pogledaj šta imamo.
We've got Adam and Eve in their position.
Imamo Adama i Evu u svojoj poziciji.
As taking up what God had provided for them.
Oni su uzeli ono što im je Bog dao.
We got Adam who is the authority.
Imamo
a man after God's own heart.
Imamo Adama koji ima autoritet, koji je čovjek po Božjem srcu.
Amen. A man that was in the image of God.
Čovjek koji je bio napravljen na Božji lik.
And here he got authority in the Eden.
I sad tu u Edenu on ima autoritet.
Eden was a perfect place that God had provided for them.
Eden je bio savršeno mjesto koje je Bog osigurao njima.
Amen. Because over the 6 days, over the 6 days, church age, he said, good, it's very good.
Jer tokom
what
šest
he has made.
Dana, jer tokom šest dana, šest dobi, on je rekao, dobro je, sve ono što
God God was making this Eden for his son.
On je napravio taj Eden za svog sina.
Amen. And it was good, and God liked it, he said, it's very good.
I bilo je dobro, i Bog je to volio, on je rekao, vrlo je dobro.
So here is Adam and Eve is in his side.
I tu imamo Adama i Evu na njegove strane.
He has a tree of life.
On ima drvo života.
In their midst.
u sredini.
Who is the tree of life?
A ko je drvo života? Krist.
Amen.
Amen.
He has the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
On ima drvo saznanja dobroga i zloga.
Amen. And because of one word.
I samo zbog jedne reči.
Listen, brother, sister, one word.
Slušajte, braćo, sestre, jedna reč.
Caused them to fall.
Je prouzrokovalo da su pali.
What did they lose?
Što su izgubili?
He lost his inheritance.
On je izgubio svoje nasljedstvo.
He lost his position from able to come in the cool of the evening in the presence of God.
Izgubio je svoju poziciju s kojom je mogao u hladu večerjem doći i biti s Bogom.
He could speak to God lip to ear.
On je mogao govoriti s Bogom iz usta u uši.
He was the son of God.
On je bio sin Boži.
He was made in the image of God.
On je bio napravljen.
Amen. He had the attributes of his father.
On je imao atribute svog oca.
Amen. He lost.
I on je to izgubio.
He think of it, Brent. He lost it.
On je to izgubio.
Because of the deception of the serpent in the Garden of Eden.
Zbog te zavodljivosti zmije u Edenskom vrtu.
You know what happened to Paul?
Znate što se dogodilo
Pavlu? And his church?
I njegove crkve.
Same thing.
Ista stvar.
Yes, Paul.
Tu je Pavle.
A son of God.
Sin Boži.
Amen.
Amen.
Come meet the pillar of fire.
On je sreo
ogneni
stup.
He spoke to God. God spoke to him.
Bog je govorio s njim.
Amen. Yes, Paul. He's got himself a little bride now.
Tu imamo Pavla, on se sad dobio jednu malu nevestu.
Amen. He's teaching them the word of God.
On ih uči reč Božju.
The true word of God.
Pravu, istinitu reč Božju.
Not some man-made idea.
Ne neke čovječe ideje.
Paul was spoke to, thus says the Lord.
Pavle je govorio, tako kaže Gospod.
Amen.
Amen.
And yet the serpent, the devil, sneaked in.
Pa ipak je đavo ušao.
And started to deceive Eve, the little bride, in the day of Ephesians.
I počeo je zavoditi Evu, malu nevestu.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is it? White horse rider?
Šta je to? Pazite na ovog jahača konja.
Looks so good.
On je tako lepo izgleda.
Looks just like the true white horse rider, which is Christ.
Izgleda kao onaj pravi konjanik na belom konju koji je Krist.
But deception.
Ali on je bio zavodljivac.
What about today, Ben?
A šta je današnjem danu, braćo?
The white horse rider rides today.
I konjanik beloga konja jaše još danas.
He's in the church today.
On je danas u crkvi.
But this is why we need to see this word in reality form.
Zato mi moramo vidjeti tu reč u realnosti, u obliku realnosti.
The white horse rider is not just in Matthew.
Konjanik belog konja nije samo u Mateju.
The white horse rider is not just in Revelation.
Nije samo u Otkrivenju.
The white horse rider is not in symbol form just in Genesis.
Nije samo u simbolnom obliku u Genezi.
The white horse rider is actual riding in the church today.
Nego on baš jaše u crkvi danas.
And brother, sister, if you can only understand and see it.
I braćo, sestre, ako to možete shvatiti i videti.
You every doctrine, every idea you must measure with the word.
Svaku ideju, svaku doktrinu morate usporediti sa reči.
It's got to come from Genesis to Revelation.
Mora proći kroz postanak pa do otkrivenja.
You must be able to stand in the church and see the white horse rider in the church.
I morate vidjeti belokonjanika, znači u crkvi.
You must be able to to understand and those who are sowing seeds of discord.
Jer vi morate to vidjeti, znači u onima koji siju seme razdora.
It's not the people, brother, sister.
Braćo, sestre, ne radi se o ljudima.
It's the antichrist.
Nego je to antichrist.
Brother Brennan said this white horse rider rides right through to the end of the age.
Brat Branham je rekao taj konjenik na belom konju jaše sve do kraja doba.
Amen. So the white horse rider is riding today in this message, brethren.
Znači, taj konjenik na belom konju jaše još danas u ovoj poruci, braćo.
God give us eyes to see.
I Bog daj nam oči da vidimo.
The scripture in reality form.
Znači, pismo u živoj formi, u realnosti.
Yeah, not just symbol form, not just word form.
Ne samo u obliku simbola, u obliku
reči,
nego u realnosti.
Praise God that we can come up against this this antichrist.
Da se možemo suprotstaviti tom antihristu.
If we recognize it in the church, come up against it, point it out, brother. This that you're doing is works of the white horse rider, the antichrist.
Da možemo mi to prepoznati u crkvi, da možemo reći, brate, to što ti radiš.
And you can take it from Genesis right through the Revelation.
Znači to se događa od postanka do otkrivenja.
Amen. Brother, sister, this bride, she's going to be a mighty bride. She's going to be a mighty church.
Braćo, sestre, ova nevesta biće moćna nevesta, biće moćna crkva.
Amen. She's not going to be a timid little girl that's beaten down all the time.
Neće biti to neka plašljiva devojčica koju stalno biju na tlo.
No.
Ne.
In this, not in this day, brother.
Ne u ovom danu, braćo.
Not in this day.
Ne u ovom danu. Amen.
We're going to stand toe to toe, brother. Praise God.
Mi ćemo stati oko u oko.
This is our inheritance. This is where we stand.
To je moje nasljedstvo i tu ja stojim.
Amen.
And have confidence in the word.
I imat ćemo pouzdanje u reč.
Praise God, and we can go through all the seals.
I mi možemo proći kroz
sve. We can go through all the church ages.
Mi možemo proći kroz sve crkvena doba. I možemo se vratiti u postanak.
And it's all in Genesis.
I sve je u postanku.
And if you understand, if you can see that,
ako razumete, ako vidite to,
it gives you great confidence.
To vam daje jako pouzdanje.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. Amen. You know, Brother Ben says, you know, the devil, when you're young, the devil goes boo.
Znate kako je brat Graham rekao, kada ste mali, đavo kaže bu i ti odskočiš.
Yeah. And you step back. The devil gets bigger,
i onda
you get smaller.
I kaže kad ti odskočiš, đavo se poveća, a ti postaneš manji. Brat Branham je govorio o tome.
He says, but if you go boo back,
a brat Branham je rekao, ali ti kažeš bu njemu nazad.
Then you get bigger.
I onda ti poveća se.
Big muscles come.
Imaš velike mišiće.
And the devils.
I đavo se.
You go sak... boo again.
Opet kažeš boo.
Praise God, and when he's big, you can kick him out. Hallelujah. Yeah, because he's a bluffer. He's a liar.
On je blefer.
His father was a liar. Amen. Our father is the word.
Naš otac je.
Amen. We. This is our inheritance.
To je naše nasljedstvo.
We have been victory. The book of redemption open. The books open. Our names are written in the Lamb's book of life.
Imamo pobjedu. Ova knjiga, knjiga otkupljenja je otvorena i naša imena su upisana tamo.
Amen.
Amen.
Brethren, this last church, she's a mighty army.
Braćo, ova zadnja crkva je.
She's an invincible army.
Jaka, nepobediva vojska.
She's gonna ride this church into glory.
Ona će povesti ovu crkvu u slavu.
Sure she is.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. My time's up.
Vreme mi je isteklo.
Last time I said to Brother Janko, how long we preach here? He says, as long as you like, brother.
Zadnji put pitao sam brata Janka, koliko vremena se tu propoveda, brate? Kaže, koliko želiš.
But then he said, brother, I think you should stop. The lunch is ready.
On me rekao, mislim da je bolje da prestaneš, ručak nam je spreman.
So, God bless you.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi.
I hope you get the influence, the idea that I get from the scripture.
Nadam se da ste shvatili moju ideju koju sam želeo preneti iz pisma.
That we are the bride of Jesus Christ.
Da smo nevesta Isusa Krista.
And nothing is going to stop this bride.
I ništa neće zaustaviti ovu nevestu.
Amen.
Amen.
If all don't go, but the majority is going to, we're going to go. We're going to do it.
Ako neće svi ići, ali mi ćemo ići. Mi ćemo ići.
We can do it.
Mi to možemo dostići.
We're more than able to do it.
Mi smo više nego sposobni to dobiti.
Amen. Great is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
Veći onaj koji je u meni nego onaj koji je u svijetu.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother, sister, have confidence in the Lord Jesus.
Sestra, imajte pouzdanje u Gospoda i Krista.
Amen. Praise God. Could we just pray? Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your great love towards us.
Zahvaljujemo ti se, Oče, za
ovu veliku ljubav prema nama.
Lord, I just pray you take these scattered words, Lord.
Ja te molim da uzmeš ove reči koje su.
Lord, just bring them together, Father.
Da ih skupi zajedno, Oče.
Lord, and bring that which is needful into the hearts of our brothers and sisters.
I da staviš u srce naših sestara i ono što je potrebno.
Lord, equip them,
da ih opremiš, Gospode.
Equip them, prepare them for this great event, Lord.
Za ovaj veliki događaj, Gospode.
Lord, a time of body change,
Gospode, za to izmenu tela.
A time of adoption, spiritual adoption.
Za vreme posinjenja, duhovnog posinjenja.
A time of rapture, oh God.
Vreme uznesenja.
Lord, that we might all be changed, Lord, in a moment, in the twinkle of an eye.
Da možemo svi biti izmenjeni u trenutku, u trepljaju oka.
And Lord, we be caught up to meet you in the air.
I da ćemo biti uzeti da se sretnemo.
Lord, and that we will ever be with thee, dear Father.
I da ćemo za uvijek biti s tobom, Oče.
Bless our families, our loved ones.
Blagoslovi naše porodice i naše ljubljene.
Those who are not well, Father, we pray.
Za one koji se ne osjećaju dobro.
Lord, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ might flow, Lord.
Da će ozdravljenje Isusa Krista delovati.
The faith in your promises at Calvary, Lord.
Vera u tvoje obećanje na Golgotu.
By your stripes we were healed.
Da smo tvojim ranama ozdravljeni.
We ask and pray in Jesus' name.
I to molimo se u Isusu.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank Amen. You. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Thank you. Yes. God bless you.
Amen. Brat Palko, ja bih molio nešto veselo, nešto pobjedničko, nešto. Sad smo čuli. Ako niste bili još do sad uvereni, evo, brat je propovedao, to je reč. To nije bilo njegova reč, nego smo čitali iz Božje reči. Znači, mi smo pobjednici, mi smo više nego sposobni. Bog je napravio, pobedio za nas 2000 godine unazad. I znate još jednu stvar. Da li znate da Bog ne može pobediti danas? Jer je On već izbojevao pobjedu. On je to već sve napravio. To je već tamo. Samo mi moramo uzeti našu veru i to uzeti za naš vlastiti život. Znači, ta pobjeda već je završena stvar. Bog je to već odradio, stavio je tamo na ladicu, sad mi moramo uzeti našom verom i to izbojevao. Amen. Neka vas Bog blagoslovi.
Sad spašeni
kažeš Janko još? Je sve u redu, sve gotovo. Hoće da završi službu.
Ruča po jedan.
Amen.
Amen. Znači samo još tehnička obavest, ako je neko zaboravio, ako jučer nije čuo, ručak je u jedan. Slava Gospodu, evo uzmimo sada ovo poslje podne da malo odmorimo, da malo popričamo, da se družimo. Amen. I još jedna stvar koju je već brat Janko jučer rekao. Ovaj je kamp, tu su ostali ljudi, čak neki ostali ljudi, tako da ako imamo prilike možda razgovarati s nekim, ako imamo prilike svjedočiti, ako ne, barem našim ponašanjem i svim tem, mi možemo biti svjedočanstvo njima, pa zašto ne bi na ovom skupu pored nas bili mnogi ostali. Tako da, neka vas Bog sve blagoslovi, ovom pesmom ćemo završiti ovu službu i amen.